Welcome to Living Life Through the Word of God podcast. God bless you. Amen. Thank you for joining. You could have been doing anything else, but you decided to stop in and fellowship. Amen. I'm going to ask you to invite someone in because it could be something said that would encourage someone's heart in the Lord. Amen. Amen. Give you time to to be an evangelist and invite someone in. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Welcome. Welcome to Living Life to the Word of God podcast with none other than your host, Pastor Dr. Darlene Smith. Amen. Well, before we get started, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God in heaven, you are our Father. You said in your word, gave us a demonstration, gave us a model. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hallelujah. Your name is high and lifted up. Thou will be done. Allow your will to be done in our life. Get the glory out of our lives. Not our will, but thy will be done. Father God, have your way in this podcast. Grace us with your presence that we might be strengthened, strong, and even helped. Your Bible, the Bible says in St. John 6 and 63, the latter clause, your word is spirit and it is life. Lord God, we receive your word. We receive life. You came that we might have life and life more abundantly. Now, Lord God, I'm asking you to bless your people. Hold them up on every side. Encourage their hearts in the Lord. In the name of Jesus is my prayer. And the people of God says, amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. I give God the glory, for this is the day that the Lord has made. I'm making it personal. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Well, the scripture reading for us on today is a very familiar scripture. A lot of people even stepped into this scripture coming into the year. And I'm standing on that. It was spoken into my life. I was at a Bible class not only that, it was like the first Sunday I received this word, amen. And I'm holding on to that word, hallelujah. The scripture coming from Isaiah, very familiar scripture, Isaiah chapter 43, verse 19. Isaiah 43, verse 19. It says, behold, in other words, look. I would say, look at here, look at here. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a, oh good God. I will even make a way in the wilderness and a river in the desert. Ah, Yamasiya. Let me read this to you here. Behold, Isaiah 43 and 19. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and a river in the desert. For a subject on today, the Lord will make a way somehow. Ushaka. The Lord will make a way somehow. It's an old song. Amen. The Lord will make a way somehow. When beneath the cross I bow. I ain't gonna re-sing all of it. Hallelujah. But I be singing that song. Let me just say this. Those old songs, They had some meat to it. Hallelujah. Some substance. Hallelujah. Kept my big mama, my grandmama, my mama. It's keeping me. The subject on today, the Lord will make a way somehow. We have questions, and there's four standard questions that we hear is how, when, why, and where. How, when, why, and where. The Lord will make a way somehow. When beneath the cross I bow. Hallelujah. When would he do it? The old saints used to say, he may not come when you want, but he's always on time. Hallelujah. He's an eternal God. Hallelujah. Time don't hold him back. He's an eternal God. He works in time. When? Jeremiah 29 and 13 says, and ye shall seek him and find him. When? Come on now. When ye shall search for him with all your heart. You'll find him. Hallelujah. When? I know some of us be waiting on God, and God be waiting on us. Hallelujah. He told us to call on him. Jeremiah 33:3. Call on me and I answer thee and show you great and mighty things which you knew not of. How, when, why, where? Hallelujah. When? And ye shall seek him and find him. When? Hallelujah. You shall search him. Hallelujah. With all your heart. I heard a deacon years ago, he said, put your heart in it. Oh, shout out. Okay. How, when, why? Why? Because he loves you. He proved it. If he didn't withhold his own son, how will he not withhold all things the Bible says? Hallelujah. Why? Because he loves us. Very familiar scripture, John 3:16. For God so loved me. Listen how he said it. He said God loved the world. He so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Hallelujah. Whosoever believe him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. Why? Because he loves us. My God. The Bible says in Jeremiah 31:3, the latter clause of it says, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Oh my God. Do you see what that said? Everlasting love. That means he don't stop loving us. He may not love what we do, but he loves us. My God. Jeremiah 31:3. He said, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with love and kindness have I drawn thee. He drew me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He drew me. Hallelujah. When I wasn't even thinking about him, had my back turned and going the wrong way, he drew me. Do you remember the prodigal son? His father loved him enough to give him what he asked for. Allow him to go on out there with a rowdy living. Hallelujah. The Bible says when he came to himself, talking about the son, the prodigal son, when he came to himself, he started heading back home. The Bible says the father saw him a long way off. That tells me something. He was looking. Every day he was looking. my son's coming back. Every day he was looking. My son is coming home. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My son is coming home. Hallelujah. And when he was a ways off, the Bible says his father came running, fell on his neck and kissed him. I knew you were coming. He was looking for him. Hallelujah. With loving kindness had he drawn me. Why? Because he loves us. How, when, why, where? He said, I'm the present God. He's everywhere at the same time. Where? The Bible says in Psalm 46 and 1, God is our refuge. God is our refuge and strength, and the present help in trouble. Where? When you're in trouble, he's there. Before you even get in trouble, he's already there. Hallelujah. Right in the midst of the situation, he's there. Do you remember? The Bible says that Jesus told them to go over to the other side. And when they got in the midst of the sea, a storm arose. A great storm arose. That's all right. God is a refuge and strength, a present help in trouble. They was in trouble. So what happened? Jesus come walking on the water. Here I come. Hey, shout out. Wait on them. I want to tell you right there. Wait on them. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. You just wait on them. Hallelujah. He coming. Hold on. May not come when you want him, but he going to be right on time. Hallelujah. How? How is he going to do it? I don't know. I don't know how he gonna do it, but I do know he will do it. The Bible, come on, listen to our main scripture on today. Isaiah 43 and 19. Behold, I will, there it is. It's a promise. I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? Don't you know your God? He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you might ask or think. He says, I will. There you go. Another promise. I will make a way in the wilderness and a river in the desert. How? I don't know how. But I know he will. He promised. All the promises of God is yes and amen. How? I don't know how, but he got good track record. Ask Moses at the Red Sea, Joshua at the wall of Jericho. Hey, the three Hebrew boys down in a fiery furnace, kicked up seven times hotter than it ought to be. Hallelujah. The disciples in the storm. Hallelujah. The woman with an issue of blood for 12 long years. Daniel in the lion's den. I don't know how, but I do know somehow. I remember I was driving and I was taking care of God's business. And the enemy tried to wipe me out. I lost control of the car. It didn't look like no ice was on that ground. Me and mother went to spinning and was rolling down the hill. A lot of people thought we was dead. But I walked out with a little scar above my eyebrow, right in my eyebrow. Just remind me how God will make a way somehow. Hallelujah. My God, behold, I will do a new thing. He'll do something. literally blow your mind. Call on him and watch him. Call on me and I answer thee and show you great and mighty things which ye know not of. You just call him. Watch him do it. The Lord will make a way. Somehow, when beneath the cross I bow, my God, you just yet hold on. I don't know what you might be going through. I don't know your situation, your problem, your circumstances, but I do know this. God will. He'll keep you from falling. Yes, he will. My God, you hold on. Come on, let's pray. Father God in heaven, we thank you for your grace and mercy towards us. We thank you for your love, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we can come boldly to the throne of grace where we might find grace and mercy to help in the time of need. Hallelujah. It's needy time and we come into you. You're our Father. Hallelujah. You're a good shepherd. Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Hallelujah. You'll make a way, Lord God. I know you will. You made a way in my life. We're walking miracles because just the mere fact that we're here on today. Hallelujah. You brought us through. Brought us through the storm and the rain. Father God, I bless your name. Lord God, I don't know what your people might be going through, Lord God, but grace them with your presence. In the presence of the Lord is the fullness of joy, at your right hand is pleasure evermore. Hallelujah. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Whatever trying to hold us down, hold us back, get to let us go, Lord God. You came to set us free. You came, hallelujah, that we might have life and life for more abundantly. Hallelujah. We choose life. We choose you because you first chose us. Hallelujah. Because you first loved us. Lord God, I thank you right now for your word. Thank you for your strength. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Have your way in our lives. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you right now. Hallelujah. We know you'll make a way. Hallelujah. Somehow. We're standing on your word. Everything else shall fade away but your word. Your word shall last forever. We bless you. We honor you. We give you the glory and the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, it's my prayer. And the people of God says, amen, amen. Well, God bless you all. Thank you for joining. I pray that something was said that has encouraged your heart in the Lord. You yet hold on and watch God do it. Hallelujah. He'll make a way. Somehow. God bless you. Now in my closing, you already know. Ephesians. Hallelujah. 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. Now you work that power of faith and watch God work a miracle in your life. God bless you. You have a blessed and wonderful day in the Lord. God bless you.